Thank you. So this is the last question.
Josh Boak, Associated Press. Madam Director, in the downward revision for growth in 2014, it looks like weather played a big role. What does that tell us about the stability and the resilience of the U.S. economy, given that outsized impact?
You know, I think it says two things. One is we believe that this Q1 result was a temporary occurrence with temporary outcomes that will be mitigated by stronger growth going forward in Q2, Q3, and hopefully ongoing. However, as you will have noted, we have revised down our forecast for growth trend in the United States to 2%. So, you know, we are facing this aging population issue. We are facing this relatively low productivity issues, which is why we are recommending various long-term policy reforms to address aging and productivity. But it tells us another thing, which is that extreme weather occurrences have a serious effect on the economy. And, you know, extreme weather occurrences have repeated much more frequently in the last 20 years than they had in the previous century. And I think that's, you know, a valid reason to wonder about climate change and how to deal with it. Incidentally, one of the tax recommendations that we put in this report deals with carbon tax.